are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful, so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. I want to share a little trick I have learned through teaching in the public school system and in the university system, and also in doing therapy. Some of these come from 12-step programs. Some of these slogans and acronyms come from just me picking them up over the years. I would urge you to type them up or handwrite them, however you want to do it. Then cut them out and place them various places around your house, on your bathroom mirror. I used to say put it on your checkbook, but no one carries a checkbook anymore. Put them somewhere where you will run across them, and the more repetitions you have with these, the more they stick in your head and can be pulled up and be very useful. So let's talk about slogans and some acronyms that are used in Al-Anon, which is a program for friends and family of people who have an alcohol problem. So keep it simple. You've heard that one, I'm sure. Live and let live. Progress, not perfection. Let go and let God, and one day at a time. Now there's another one that they use frequently, the three C's. I didn't cause it, I can't control it, and I can't cure it. Another one that is very important to ask, especially if you have tendencies to be a wee bit codependent, is whose feelings am I feeling? See, codependents are, let's see, how do I put this? They feel what they think the other person is feeling. They feel what they think the other person is feeling. And it may not have anything to do with that other person. Now, another one is, how important is it? Is this the hill I want to die on? How important is it? Okay, let's talk about a few acronyms from Al-Anon, or the 12-step program for friends and family of people who have an alcohol and or other drug problem, substance problem. Okay, before speaking, stop and think. T-H-I-N-K. Is it true? T. H, helpful. I, informative. N, necessary. K, kind. Think, is it true, helpful, informative, necessary, kind? Detach. Don't even think about changing him or her. I love that, detach. Don't even think about changing him or her. Ego. Easing God out. Fear. False events appearing real. Now, there's another one that's a little more in the gutter that says something to the effect of the F would stand for something that means, you know, forget everything. But fear is forget everything and run. God. Good orderly direction. Halt. This is a good one that everybody can use. When your life's not going very well, ask yourself, am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Love. Let others voluntarily evolve. Let others voluntarily evolve. Q-tip. Quit taking it personally. Q-tip. Quit taking it personally. Pause. Postpone action until serenity emerges. Postpone action until serenity emerges. Shame. Should have already mastered everything. Shame. Should have already mastered everything. Trust. Try really using step three. And step three is turn your will and your life over to the care of God as you understand. Here's one of my favorites. Wait. Wait. Why am I talking? Why am I texting? Why am I typing? Wait. That you know, comes under the halt and the pause. Just, it's such a good acronym. Another one, Yahoo. You always have other options. You always have other options. Okay. The three C's I already said, you didn't cause it, you can't control it, and you can't cure it. Three A's, awareness, acceptance, and action. All right. Some other kind of slogans that are used. Anger is just one letter short of danger. Anger is just one letter short of danger. Courage is fear that has said its prayers. One that is used a lot is do the next right thing. Man, when you don't know what to do, just do the next right thing. And it might be just, okay, what do I do next? Go brush your teeth. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. Feelings are not facts. Let go or be dragged. No is a complete sentence. The elevator is broken. Why don't you try using the steps? We're only as sick as our secrets. Your urgency or your crisis is not my emergency. All right. I hope you can use some of those. And remember to pause. Pause, pause, pause. Halt. Pause. Remember, postpone action until serenity emerges. Q-tip, quit taking it personally. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.